From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Steve Norman reporting. Chinese authorities have ordered an immediate evacuation near the site of the massive fire and explosion that devastated an industrial neighborhood in the port city of Tianjin this week. Beijing News Today said all people within a 3-kilometer radius of the warehouse explosion are being forcibly evacuated from the area because of a possible chemical contamination. Death toll now from Wednesday's explosion has risen to 85. Secretary of State John Kerry says new U.S.-Cuban committee will begin talks next month on the full normalization of bilateral ties, building on Friday's historic ceremony in which the American flag was raised above the U.S. Embassy in Havana for the first time in more than 54 years. At a joint news conference with Cuban Foreign Minister Bruno Rodriguez, Mr. Kerry spoke about what comes next.
So it's our hope that over the next days, we will be able to lay out a roadmap whereby steps are taken and make it possible for us to move to the next level.
Mr. Kerry said the path toward full normal relations will depend on lifting the trade embargo with Cuba. Some U.S. lawmakers oppose normalized relations to that extent with Havana. Talks to end South Sudan's conflict appeared in jeopardy on Friday as President Salva Kiir canceled a planned trip to the site of the talks in Ethiopia and the government recalled its negotiating team. Officials want to determine whether there is a split in the rebel camp. Two rebel generals announced this week they are no longer allied with the rebel leader, Riek Machar, and are setting up their own movement. South Sudan's civil war erupted in December of 2013. This is VOA News. Organization for the Prohibition of Chemical Weapons says it is ready to pursue claims that Islamic State fighters used mustard gas against Kurdish forces in northern Iraq. The militants accused of using those chemicals earlier this week in the town of Makhmur, not far from Erbil. Gas is a known chemical agent banned by international agreements. Islamic State militants have carried out numerous killings after regaining part of the Libyan port city of Sirte. That story now from Edward Uranian.
Libyan TV reported Islamic State militants killed dozens of captives Friday after defeating fighters from a rival Salafi group which had rebelled. Islamic State took control of the group's Sector 3 district of Sirte before dawn. More than 50 other people were also reported killed in 4 days of fighting. Members of Libya's two rival governments protested Islamic State's brutal tactics. Acting Prime Minister Abdullah Thani, who leads the interim government in Tobruk, condemned the bloodshed in Sirte and appealed to Western nations to intervene. The military commander of the Islamist-supported government in Tripoli, Abdel Salam Jadallah Obeidi, insisted that his forces would fight Islamic State everywhere in Libya. Edward Uranian for VOA News, Cairo.
Eurozone finance ministers have approved the first $29 billion payment for a $93 billion bailout deal for Greece after the Greek parliament approved the package on Friday. Greek finance minister Euclid Sakalotos.
Any deal is only as good as what you make of it. So let's hope that the Greek people will be able to make the best of this deal, to make the best of the reforms and the ability to reform, and will mitigate any negative consequences that surely exist within it.
Greece needs money from international creditors by August the 20th, for it must repay $3.5 billion or thereabout in debt to the European Central Bank. North Korea today threatened all-out military action after South Korea restarted propaganda broadcast via loudspeakers near the country's tense border. Seoul resumed the broadcast for the first time in over a decade in response to a landmine incident last week that wounded two soldiers on the South Korean side of the demilitarized zone. Pyongyang, which has rejected Seoul's accusations that it planted the mines, today said the broadcast amounted to a declaration of war. And Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe has sent a ritual offering to a controversial war shrine, a move likely to upset many Chinese and Koreans already irate over what they see as Japan's leaders' inadequate apologies for wartime atrocities. Get more news at our website, voanews.com.
That's the latest world news from VOA.